Public opinion research shows nothing is as important to people as their health and the health of their families. And hardly any field has as many new developments as healthcare. Staying healthy occupies a lot of people's time and interest these days. And helping them is a true community service. These are just a few reasons we'd like you to listen to Your Health. We have 10 one-minute vignettes each month, each dealing with a single health topic. Most can be immediately put to use by your listeners to improve their health, and a few are research-oriented to point out the progress that's coming. The format of To Your Health is designed to work several ways, either as a freestanding program or information insert, as a community service project which really does serve the community, or within your news or talk programming. Waiting to hear what the catch is? We only want to catch your ear, and those of your listeners. Your hospital wants to do more to keep people healthy in addition to caring for them when they're sick. To Your Health is intended to have a healthy impact in your community and foster greater cooperation between your station and your healthcare organization. This CD contains 3 To Your Health vignettes from previous months, along with endings that show how we can customize each of the 10 monthly programs for your organization. If you have questions, we welcome your call at 1-800-768-8964. Thanks, and to your health. Now, cut 1. If you consume coffee or other beverages containing caffeine to help you get the blood flowing in your brain, you may be doing just the opposite. Although more than half of American adults drink coffee every day, Dr. Aaron Field reported to the annual scientific sessions of the Radiological Society of North America that functional magnetic resonance imaging shows diminished blood flow to the brain from caffeine consumption. He says heavy users of caffeine had better blood flow through the frontal areas of the brain than occasional coffee drinkers, suggesting the brain compensates for regular caffeine exposure. Dr. Field says this was not a study to show harmful effects of caffeine, but rather to alert radiologists reviewing MRI results that coffee consumption should be taken into consideration. To Your Health, a community service of WONW and Defiance Hospital, building the future of healthcare. I'm Lyle Dean. A lot of us don't exercise for lack of time, but a new study may force us to find another excuse. The study in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition confirms earlier studies suggesting that short bursts of physical exercise are just as effective as one long session when it comes to burning calories, losing weight, and improving aerobic fitness. The study at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh put a group of overweight college women on a calorie-restricted diet. Those who exercised a total of 30 minutes a day, even in 3 10-minute workouts, all lost significant amounts of body fat and increased aerobic capacity during the 12-week experiment. However, women on the diet who did not exercise gained weight and body fat during the same period. To Your Health, brought to you by Edgefield County Hospital, where emergency services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Lyle Dean. A kiss may be just a kiss, unless the person being kissed has an allergy to peanuts or tree nuts. 5% of those responding to a survey by researchers at the University of California, Davis, said they had had a reaction after kissing someone who had eaten a nut to which they were allergic. The researchers were surprised at the length of time the reactions could be triggered, up to 6 hours. Not even brushing teeth and using mouthwash was effective in preventing an allergic reaction. Dr. Rosemary Hallett reported to the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology that this is a kind of exposure that people with allergies to nuts need to know about. She says friends and family also need to know, since even a social greeting kiss may trigger the allergic reaction. To Your Health, brought to you by Sunny 97.3 and Mecosta County General Hospital. Advanced care with a personal touch. I'm Lyle Dean.